Happy Saturday. I hope you've had a really good week so far. If you're listening to this on Saturday morning, I hope it's going to be a great day. And if you're listening to this in the evening, I hope you've had a great day. No matter where you are in yourself at this moment, you might have had a stressful week. You may have had an easier week. Don't forget you can go through the teachings that I've been doing over the last 2 weeks below this one, which will give you some mindfulness techniques, some de-stressing meditations, a few little things you can focus in and read on. And also going over to your library as well, and you'll be able to do more in-depth teachings there, meditations, articles, workbooks, classes, anything that you like that might suit you. Today I do really want to focus in on more of the positive uplifting energy. So I don't know about you, but I definitely find that I can veer more towards negative thoughts than positive thoughts. I find it a lot easier to find the negative in things than the positive. And I don't know what that is, or if the human mind is just more naturally connected to veering in that direction. But I do know that a lot of people say it happens to them also. So I just wanted to share a few things today that I think could help you today or in the days ahead to bring your energy into more of a positive place and to help you maybe in stressful times to actually find more positive in it. So one of the first things is a simple mantra called I am safe. I think when we hear mantras, we can say, yeah, that's great, but I'm trying to pretend I'm feeling something that I'm not. And I understand that. And like I said already, I do think we have to acknowledge our emotions, even if they are negative. It's very important for us to focus on how we're feeling. But we also want to bring ourselves out of that place. So years ago, when I did a course in positive psychology, we learned this mantra about feeling, or saying I should say, I am safe. And it can be used in a situation that is very negative. So for example, if you're dealing with somebody who is creating negativity in your life, or you're finding yourself in a situation that makes you feel out of your comfort zone, you might be feeling that in your sensations in your body, maybe a bit of anxiety, or maybe a feeling of discomfort somewhere in yourself. One thing you can do is imagine yourself being wrapped up in either an energy of pure light, or being wrapped literally in a bubble. While the situation is going on right in front of you, somebody's voice could be very loud, somebody could be draining you, somebody could be giving out to you, something could be just negatively happening in your life that you're focusing on. And just, you know, wherever you are, feel your feet firmly on the ground, visualize that energy of that bubble or that light surrounding you and protecting you. And just in your mind, nobody has to know that you're doing it, repeat the words, I am safe. Breathing in, I am safe, and breathing out, I am safe. And you can repeat those words, those three simple words to yourself as many times as you need during the day. But when you're saying it with intent. Try to feel in your body when you're saying it. Try to feel a calmness through your system as you say those words. The second thing I think that can be very helpful is to actually look for the positive in our lives, to actually look outward and say, okay, where can I look to see the positive? What can I experience? Or even if you can do this, which is great, is look for the positive in maybe some negative situation you're having or negative experience you're having. Is there some lesson you could learn that would be valuable for you, that's going to be positive for you in the future? Is there something that you can take from a situation to know, okay, maybe I won't, you know, I would deal with this in a different way? Or is it just as simply of just saying, I'm just going to look for a positive here? I remember years ago when I was 18, so that's actually 18 years ago, I got my first car and I was driving and I was listening to a radio interview with Michael Caine. And I remember at 18 listening to him and being so enamored by what he was talking about, which was the power of positive focus. And he started to say that no matter what went on in his life, he would always try and take a positive form of it. So even that was something maybe as simple as being sick and having to cancel meetings or not be able to act that day, or whatever it is for him, he remembers saying that, okay, I can't do those things today because I'm sick, but I can take a positive, which is I get a day to rest, or I get a day to have a lie on, or whatever it is. And I know that might be more of a trivial example, and there are bigger things that go on in our life that mightn't feel as easy to take a positive from. But I actually would ask you over the next few days, no matter what's going on, particularly in energies or situations that are uncomfortable or stressful, to just say, what positive can I take from this? What will I learn from this? What positive experience may come from this? Or what good can I actually see in this situation? And I'd be really interested, actually, if you find that something good happens and you want to let me know about it, send me an email or put a post on Facebook. I'd be really interested to hear. What you might find is that when you're actually looking for good, you'll find good. And as you start to make that more of a natural habit and look for good in things and find good, you'll find more good, and more good will start to kind of move in your direction more naturally. So yes, negative emotions are important to acknowledge, but positive ones are also massively important to look for. There is that, you know, that saying, like attracts like. What we focus on, we can bring about. So why not uplift your energy this weekend and try and put your focus into that? And they are just two simple things, probably taking me a bit of time to explain, but I'd love to hear how you get on with them. And again, make sure you go through the website or the teachings below if you need more assistance in any other places. And I hope you have a really great weekend. Thanks and have a good day.